From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Start the new year right. Switch to Raleigh cigarettes. Raleigh's are better cigarettes made with better tobaccos. And you can prove this all-important fact for yourself. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleigh's with any other cigarettes. Yes, any others. You'll see the tobacco in Raleigh's is unmistakably more golden in color. And what does this mean? Any expert will tell you the golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive. Yes, you can see for yourself that Raleigh's do give you the finer tobaccos, a blend of 31 of these more expensive golden tobaccos. And remember, Raleigh cigarettes give you valuable coupons, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, and for defense bonds and stamps. When you save Raleigh coupons for defense bonds and stamps, you help defend your country. With so very much to offer, friends, it's easy to understand why more and more smokers every day are switching to the pack with a coupon on the back. Raleigh cigarettes. Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. And now we bring you the star of our show, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's bright young comedian, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Truman, I really had a tough time hitchhiking downtown here tonight.
Well, how did you get on here?
Some soldiers gave me a ride. Yeah, I creeped in a Jeep with a fighting 69th, boy. Audience too tonight, you know. Say, by the way, Truman, did you have a nice Christmas?
Oh, yes, Red, I did. And say, I sure want to thank you for the beautiful present you gave me.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah. I've always wanted a bicycle pump.
Yeah.
And by the way, Red, did you like those shorts I gave you?
Were they shorts?
Sure. What'd you think they were?
I thought they were slacks, and I wore them bowling last night. Say, oh, hello, Harriet.
Hi, Red. Say, I want to thank you for your lovely Christmas present.
Oh, did you like them?
Oh, yes. How did you ever think of putting initials on Kleenex? Oh.
I suppose you got other lovely presents.
Oh, I'll say. Somebody sent me a perfume bookmark.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And now when my bookmark slips down and I lose my place, well, all I have to do is just smell along the edge of the book till I come to the right page.
Oh. I smelled along the edge of a book once.
You did, Ozzie?
Yeah, I did. Don't you hate those people who eat Limburger cheese when they read?
Say, what did Red get you for Christmas, Ozzie?
He got me a very expensive stick pin. It's an heirloom of a famous old American family.
Well, how do you know?
Well, the stick pin has his name stamped right on it. Wilkie.
Nothing.
Say, what's the matter with you, Red? You're looking very sad.
Well, a very unfortunate thing happened at my uncle's house on Christmas Day. They were having a party, and an awful fight started.
Oh, was anybody hurt?
Yes, my uncle was stoned to death with last year's fruitcake.
Oh, how terrible.
No, I'm just kidding. But he did have a lot of drinks.
I'll bet he had an awful hangover the next day.
Yeah, and there was a little mix-up there, too.
Well, there was?
Yeah, my aunt mistook a little booklet called How to Put Out an Incendiary Bomb for a book on how to cure a hangover. And did my uncle get sore when she poured that bucket of sand in his face?
You have a great family, don't you, Red?
Yeah, I saw my brother Christmas, and he was very nice to me. He invited me over.
He did?
Yeah, he says, come up and see me sometime. We'll open a safe.
Well, this is a wonderful time of year.
Yeah.
Say, maybe you can tell me.
I'll tell you what.
What are they going to have on New Year's Day in the Rose Bowl?
Just roses.
Johnny McCarthy loved Rosie O'Day. She was the prettiest thing. And every night in his sweet Irish way, under her window he'd sing, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filigadoosha, shinamaroosha, balderalda, boom, toodie, Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filigadoosha, shinamaroosha, balderalda, boom, toodie, you're daring, you're darling, you're lovely.
That's what I mean when I say,
Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filigadoosha, shinamaroosha, balderalda, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, boom, tootie,
yeah. Nan Moriarty, Sudanahu, Mary Malone, and the rest. They all want his favors, but what does he do? Sing to the one he loves best. Would you like to dance, Miss McKillian?
Oh, sure, and I'd love it, Mr. O'Nelson.
Let's go. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I hurt your feet?
Well, you did at the beginning, but they're numb now.
Oh, go along with you.
You're daring, you're darling, you're lovely.
And that's what I mean when I say,
Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day. You're my filigadoosha, shinamaroosha, balderalda, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, boom, tootie, boom, tootie,
That was Rosa Day, my sung by Harriet Hilliard and Ozzie Nelson. Ah, sure, and Harriet, I wish I could have had a picture of you singing that beautiful song.
Oh, I should have brought my camera along.
Oh, have you got the camera bug, too?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, there's different types of photographers. Didn't you ever notice how different people have their pictures made?
Nope, Red, I haven't paid much attention.
Well, to start off with, we have a couple that goes to Coney Island and stops in those galleries along the boardwalk to have their picture taken. Harriet, you be Bim, and I'll be Bo.
Hey, Bo, let's buy some cotton candy, huh?
Yeah, you get it. I don't want any.
Why, don't you like it?
Yeah, I ate some cotton candy once. I ate it, and I ate it, and I ate it. And when I got home, half of me underwear was missing. Oh, look. Hey, what do you say? Let's take a ride through the Tunnel of Love, huh?
Nah, you ain't gonna get me in a Tunnel of Love again.
Nah, why not?
You always want a neck.
Well, that's what it's for.
Ah, you're thinking of a Davenport.
Oh, yeah.
Hot dogs, get your hot dog free, it's free.
Yeah, what's free, bub?
A bun with every hot dog.
Oh, look at Bo, a picture gallery.
Yeah, do you want to have your picture taken?
Step right in, folks, three poses for a dame. Hey, that's a pretty girl.
Yeah, how about me?
Vice versa.
Yeah.
Come on, let me take your picture. And if they come out good, I'll send them to California. To my friend, a big director, Lloyd Steak.
You mean Lloyd Bacon?
Look, you eat what you like, and I'll eat what I like.
Oh, come on, Bo. Let him take a picture.
Okay. Come on, we'll pose right here. Hey, what you hiding under that black cloth for, huh?
I want to see how you look through the lens. Now I'll put the plate in.
Yeah, I didn't think them was your teeth.
Oh, boy, you're a killer. Too bad I don't have a lampshade for you to put on.
Yeah, I guess you got a sense of humor, huh?
You heard of Fibber McGee and Bill Thompson?
Yeah.
That's me all over.
That's you all over.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that long tube with a bulb on the end of it? Listen, wise guy, you squirt water in me face. And I'll hit you on the head so hard that you'll have to unbutton your vest to see where you're going.
Okay, okay. All right, folks, smile. Ooh, I forgot to tell you not to get excited, because I'm out of regular flash powder, so I'm using this gunpowder instead.
Oh, is that okay?
What do I look like, a dope? Did you ever hear of TNT? Well, yeah. That's me all over.
That's you all over.
Ready? A one, a two, a three.
Hey, where's the photographer?
That's him all over. Then we have Clem, the fellow that lives way out in the country. Clem has the only camera in the community, and he's on his way to his girl's house to take more pictures.
Well, this is where Daisy June lives. Looks like her old man's home, too. Either that or he's got two suits of underwear. I'll just climb through the window. Well, how about that? Broke on both sides. Oh, yoo-hoo, Daisy June, Big Feet is here.
Well, hello, Clem. How are you, Clem? Give me a great big kiss, Clem.
Oh, I better not. Your old man's watching me.
How do you know?
I can see the glint of his eye along the barrel of the gun. Gee, you look pretty today. I sure like that pencil stripe dress you're wearing.
It's not a pencil stripe. I tripped on a rake.
Hey, do you like my new suit, Daisy June? Some fit, huh?
Yeah, are those pants baggy, or are you wearing a parachute? Did you shave today, Clem?
Yeah, I shaved, but there's a shortage in steel for razor blades, you know, so I shaved with a broken milk bottle.
You did, Clem.
Yep, and it was the first time I was ever shaved and pasteurized at the same time.
Well, there certainly is a shortage of steel. The government even took away my bustle.
You don't say. What they going to use it for, an airplane hanger?
Clem, what do you say we sit down here on the Davenport?
Okay, what do? Just sit here and look at each other, or don't you feel like laughing?
Now, let's put some of them pictures that you took in the old family album, huh?
Yeah, all right. I've always wanted to see that family album.
Well, here's a picture of Aunt Minnie. She's an old maid, but she's crazy about the man.
Yes?
Yeah, on Christmas Eve, she thought she heard Santa Claus, and she met him halfway up the chimney.
You know, I have an aunt that's a little eccentric myself. She thinks she's Veronica Lake, but she's awful ugly.
She's ugly and she thinks she's Veronica Lake?
Yeah, she goes around with her ear combed down over one eye.
Clem, I'll bet you were ugly when you were very young.
Well, I was. That's a fact. When I was born, the nurse said to my old man, "Congratulations, we think it's a baby." Say, Daisy June, I got some pictures here. What do you say we blow out the lights and develop them, huh?
Okay, Clem. I'll blow out the lamp, huh?
Okay.
Daisy June, what are you doing with the lights out?
Oh, it's Pop. We're developing film, Pop.
Oh, that Clem is there, eh? Oh. Where's my shotgun? I'll pop him.
Oh, I better get out of here.
Don't run, Clem. I've got you covered.
Oh, yeah.
Clem? Did I hit you?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Then we have a lady and her little boy. They're at home. They're at home when a guy comes along with a camera and a pony. So Harry, how do you like that? Harriet, you be my mother and I'll be the little boy.
Junior, what are you doing now?
I a shaving, and I is using Pop the Lucky Wager.
Oh, don't be silly. What have you got to shave?
The living room rug.
Oh, Junior.
I ain't a bad boy, ain't I, Mommy?
Oh, you certainly are. Sometimes I'm sorry that we paid the doctor.
Yeah.
Junior, someone's at the door.
Yeah, I will put a chair up against the door and see who it is. Now I will peek through the little hole.
What do you want?
My, what a tall little boy. Is there anyone at home?
Yeah, who sent you, Joe?
Now, come on. Is the lady of the house home?
What did you tell him?
Nothing.
What you collect him for?
Not a thing.
Who you got a warrant for?
Nobody.
And you got the wrong house, Bob.
Now, look, sonny. You tell your mother that the pony man is here to take your picture.
You got a pony? A real live pony?
Oh, yes. And tell your mother you want your picture taken on the pony.
Okay. Now, don't go away. I'll be right back. Hey, Mummy, Mummy.
What is it, my little orangutan?
Mummy, there's a man at the door with a pony, a real-life pony.
Well, if it's your father, tell him not to bring his friend in the house.
It ain't Pop, Mom. It's a man with a pony, and he wants to take my picture.
Well, tell him I'm washing dishes. Huh? Tell him I'm sweeping the floor. Tell him I'm in the bathtub.
You're doing busy, ain't you, Mom? Oh, come on, Mommy. I want to see the pony.
Oh, all right. Okay. But all I can tell him is no.
Well, yeah, let me see the pony. Oh, there's a pony, man. And there is a little pony.
He is the one with the long ears.
Junior, get away from that pony.
It's all right, Mommy. I just want to pat him on his nose. Ooh, he bit me. I will fix you.
Junior, stop biting that pony.
Okay, but it's the first meat I've tasted in weeks.
Madam, would you like a picture of the child on a pony?
I'd like a picture of him on a runaway horse. All right, Junior, now you come right in the house. Come
okay. I got my picture taken. Well, goodbye, pony. Goodbye, mister. I'm awful sorry my family is so cheap.
Now, it's not that, Junior. Your father can take your picture on a pony.
Yeah, and it'll come out so blurred you can't tell who it is.
Now, that can't be helped. That's your father's condition.
Yeah, with him, everything's blurred.
Junior, it's just that he's nearsighted.
You mean he's beer-sighted. See, I will never get my picture taken. I will never know how I looked when I was a little fellow. I'll have to tell all my friends I never had a childhood.
Oh, all right. I'll let the man take your picture.
Okay, okay.
Here now, Sonny, I'll sit you right up on his back.
Oh, no, no. I ain't afraid. I ain't too high over the ground. I ain't too high.
Oh, Junior, don't be silly. Your feet are almost touching the ground.
He's doing low, ain't he, Mom?
Now, hold still while I take your picture.
Okay.
And don't do anything to make the pony nervous.
Okay, I won't. He looked at me, I had sitting on a pony back. And I just found a great big pin. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I will use the pin and go for a white. Hey, look, Mommy, I had whitened. I ho aluminum. I ho nickel player. Hi, home, McCurkworm.
Well, friends, stop me if I'm wrong, but I believe you'd rather have a beautiful bridge table in your living room than an advertising poster reminding you to buy a certain brand of cigarettes. And that's why Raleigh Cigarettes advertise to you with premiums. You see, the magnificent premiums you get with Raleigh coupons are a form of Raleigh cigarette advertising. These premiums are bought and paid for out of our profits, just as any other form of advertising. We have adopted this policy, this plan of spending our advertising money with you, so that you profit from each pack of Raleighs you buy. You not only get a finer quality cigarette, made with the choicer, the more expensive golden tobaccos, but in addition, you profit with bridge tables, silverware, electric clocks, and over 70 more luxurious Raleigh premiums. And in turn, we profit. Because each time you see these magnificent premiums, you're pleasantly reminded over and over again that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh cigarettes. Frankly, we believe this is good advertising. Friends, think it over, and you'll agree too. The next time, get the pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. Ladies and gentlemen, in a poll conducted by Motion Picture Daily, Red Skelton was chosen by the radio editors of the United States and Canada as the outstanding new star for 1941. Leon A. Friedman, who represents the Quigley Publications on the coast, is here to present the award. Mr. Friedman.
Thank you, Truman. Red, this justly deserved certificate reads as follows. Motion Picture Daily has the honor to present this award of achievement to Red Skelton, selected by the radio editors of the United States and Canada as the outstanding new star of 1941 in famed annual radio poll. Read in behalf of our publisher, Martin Quigley, and the radio editors, permit me to congratulate you. May you continue your most excellent work of bringing joy and laughter to a troubled world.
Mr. Friedman, I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate the compliment you've just paid me. I can only say thanks sincerely to your publisher, Mr. Quigley, and to the radio editors of the United States and Canada for having chosen me. Played by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. Say, Harriet, did you ever notice a couple, a newly married couple, having their pictures taken?
Oh, yes. Let's do that one, Red.
All right.
As the scene opens, we find them in their car just leaving the chapel.
Well, we're married.
Yep, we're married.
Yeah. You think it's okay to hold hands now?
Oh, gosh, Rodney, wasn't it a lovely ceremony? Mm. And there were so many people there.
Yeah, I guess we got the overflow from Gloria Vanderbilt's wedding.
Well, we certainly had a lovely wedding.
Yeah.
Tell me, did anybody throw any old shoes?
No, my head's always been lumpy.
Oh, hey, look, there's something in the way. You better blow your horn.
No, I'm afraid to blow my horn ever since.
Ever since what?
Ever since the finance company built a listening post.
Oh, look, here we are at the photographer.
Yeah. Well, let's hurry upstairs to the photographer. This tight collar's killing me. Oh, there it went again.
Hello? Rubin Studio. We flash your pan with a flash pan. No, Mr. Rubin can't take your picture today. There's something wrong with this camera. Every time he snaps it, a jab jumps out.
Pardon me. Oh, darn that collar. Is the photographer in?
He's busy right now.
Oh.
Hmm. Newlywed, huh?
Yeah.
We were here last night, but your boss was out.
Yes, ma'am. At night, we listened to the radio. There's nothing I like better than listening to the Skelton program. Oh. Sitting by the fireplace, shooting rubber bands in the fire.
Doesn't that smell?
You don't notice it with the program on.
I may have to give the award back, huh? Well, is your boss going to be much longer?
No, my boss is not very busy. He's busy right now. But I never forget the first time I got married.
Oh.
My wife says it was a wooden wedding.
A wooden wedding?
Yeah. Says she married a blockhead.
Oh, there. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Just married, I see.
Yeah.
We want to have some pictures made.
Something in the comedy vein, or did you bring other clothes with you?
Are you going to stand there and let that man insult us?
You want me to sit down, dear?
Well, how would you like to pose, sitting or standing?
Well, I want a background that will fit my personality.
Oh, really, now? You don't want to pose with your head stuck out of a gopher hole, do you?
Will you hurry? We want to give our wedding pictures to our friends.
That is the dirtiest trick you could pull on anyone. Wonderful. Here, you help take the picture. Take a look.
I'll take a look right through the camera here and see how they look. Man, they look like $1 million.
Did you ever see $1 million?
No, sir. That's what I mean. They look like something I ain't never seen.
Tell me, do you think they'll photograph?
Well, don't you think he ought to do something about them dark circles under his eyes?
Why?
His nose looks like it's riding a bicycle.
Say, will you hurry up? This is a rented suit, and this collar's choking me to death. Oh, there it goes again.
Mr. Rubin,
yeah?
I think we ought to do something about this double exposure. I think we're going to get a double exposure because I used the same film 4 times.
Did they? Well, look, develop it anyway. They're so gaga, they're bound to look good.
Well, folks, just a minute and I'll have your picture ready. This is one of them new 30-second developers. There you are.
Let's see the picture, please. I won't pay for this, sir. It's a double exposure.
What do you mean?
Well, she's got 2 heads and I'm sitting on my own lap.
Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra are playing I Know That You Know. And we all know that most of those New Year's resolutions we're going to make are pretty easily broken. But here's one I think most of us will have little difficulty in keeping.
That's right, Brad. Gentlemen, resolve right now to get more pleasure from pipe smoking. More all-around satisfaction. And you'll find all of that in Sir Walter Raleigh. Sir Walter Raleigh is better tobacco. It's made from a choicer blend of the finest selected Burley's grown, carefully cured and aged to give you smoothness, mildness, mellowness, and a rich nut-like flavor. And Sir Walter Raleigh burns even and cool with a pleasing, fragrant aroma. So, gentlemen, keep your resolution and keep Sir Walter Raleigh in your pipe. Tonight, try a tin of Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco. Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley, will all be here again next Tuesday. We hope you'll be listening. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton wishing you all a victorious new year. And goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.